It's 28 years since Sean Brown was abducted from outside a GAA club in County Derry as he was closing the gates and shot dead by loyalists. No one has ever been convicted for his murder. Early last year, a court heard that more than 25 people, including state agents, had been linked by intelligence to his murder. A coroner said his inquest couldn't continue due to material being withheld on the grounds of national security and asked the then Northern Secretary to hold a public inquiry. In December, the High Court ruled that a public inquiry must be set up. The British government went to the Court of Appeal, but Lady Chief Justice Dame Siobhan said that current Northern Secretary Hilary Benn should do the right thing. Now the British government says it will go to the Supreme Court. Niall Murphy is solicitor with KRW Law in Belfast, representing the family of Sean Brown. Good morning, Niall Murphy, and thank you very much for speaking to us. How have Sean Brown's family reacted to the news?
Deeply disappointed, devastated, in fact. They had reposed a trust that the government would do the right thing and would abide by the clear direction of three tiers of our judiciary. This isn't just a Court of Appeal decision. It's also the direction of a High Court judge sitting as a coroner. It's the direction, order of mandamus, in fact, of a High Court judge, Mr. Justice Humphreys, sitting in judicial review, and then three High Court judges, including the Lady Chief Justice.
Siobhan Keegan, sorry, I should have given her full name earlier on. Siobhan Keegan.
Yes, so five High Court judges have considered the facts and have delivered consistent and clear adjudications as to the law and the state's international legal obligations. And the only way that the British government can discharge those international legal obligations is by way of a public inquiry that the Secretary of State has now chosen to pursue what can only be described as a vexatious appeal to the Supreme Court in London in the context of Sean's widow, Brady, an 87-year-old woman, by taking her to London to pursue a vexatious appeal in defiance of three tiers of our judiciary, five High Court judges, the Lady Chief Justice. And also, this does not occur in a political vacuum. The Taoiseach and Taoiseach have been very clear, as has the First Minister in the North, but also the Chief Constable, and he deserves credit. But everybody is of the analysis that the only legal mechanism is a public inquiry.
So what are you going to do now?
Well, we're in court tomorrow. The Court of Appeal process has to conclude. The court must finish its business by making a final order. And we will be making representations to court in respect of that tomorrow. But the family are very, very disappointed at both the decision to appeal to the Supreme Court, but also how that was done yesterday. I was sent an email from the NIO at 23 minutes past two, and within an hour and 37 minutes, Hilary Benn had convened a press conference outside Westminster, effectively broadcasting the content of a private letter that he had sent to me for the attention of Brady Brown. That's poor form. It's political spin of what is a very sensitive and emotive issue. And that's not acceptable. But when all matters are taken into account, the family will regroup, redouble, and will pursue the vindication of their legal entitlements.
It's clear that the British government don't want a public inquiry into the murder of Sean Brown. Can they be forced into it?
Well, they have already received an order of mandamus compelling them to convene a public inquiry. They're exhausting their legal train track. They're going to run out of train track someday. That may be at the Supreme Court. But the delay that they are engaging in is consistent with the delay that they have engaged in for the last 28 years. And I think we should bear in mind some of the specific facts of this case. Brady has inquired, why? What have they got to hide? She's actually terrified as to what they have to hide. She received page after page of wholly redacted black pages. And Brady just wants to know, what are they hiding? We know for a fact that state agents were involved because the High Court told us that at the inquest. We know for a fact that a state agent called Mark Swinger Fulton, who is now dead, was under surveillance until 5 p.m. Sean was murdered at 11 p.m. and they picked up surveillance again at 9 a.m. the following morning. So if these are facts that have already been disclosed, openly to us, what are they trying to hide? That is a terrifying issue. If the Chief Constable has no fear of a public inquiry, what have the British government got to fear from a public inquiry?
Niall Murphy, thank you for speaking with us. Niall Murphy is solicitor with KRW Law in Belfast, representing the family of the late Sean Brown. It is 6 minutes to 9.